All right, Dan, we've reached the hazy, hot, and humid months of summer, officially past the solstice. Here we go, late June. Assess the Orioles' play through the first, I guess, couple of months here in 2014.
Well, we're just about at the halfway point. A couple of more games and we'll be about halfway. And, you know, I'm really proud of the transition our team made to transition from Matt Wieters being the everyday catcher to the current tandem we have, because that takes so many people coordinating to get that to work. And I've tried it a couple of times, and this is the first time I've been with a team that's been able to do it and maintain a good, solid, competitive team. So, I mean, our whole team's done a good job in, you know, staying in the race with that challenge. But, I kind of like our pitching. I like the way our starting pitching's coming around. We have some good, decent, dependable relievers. And I think we're just starting to, like, hit our stride. Had great first half, of course, from Nelly Cruz. And Adam Jones is a great leader of the ball club because he's here every day to perform. And he does a job on both sides of the ball. So, overall, we'd like to be doing a little bit better. But in light of, where some players are and what their average season is, I think we're in pretty good shape.
When you think about the pitching, starters in particular, the ERA is way down over the last month. Their innings that they're averaging pitching per start is way up. And maybe there was some inevitability to it, Dan, but the addition of Caleb Joseph, and I don't know if you read into this number at all, but the ERA, when he's behind the plate, the best by far of the four catchers that have played this year, the batting average against by far the lowest when he's behind the plate. I don't know if that's a number you track at all, but he's been a stabilizing force in a time of need behind the plate.
Well, Caleb's done a nice job. You can see him focus on getting the best from our pitchers and working to get the opposing hitters out. And that's really the key part of that job, and Caleb understands that. And having come up through our farm system, he's had a lot of experience. So he's done a nice job, and he's starting to hit now. We got a couple of home runs. Last year, he was the Eastern League Player of the Year, and he's come up here and he's done a really nice job. I think the development of the starting pitchers has a lot to do with Dave Wallace and his steady mentoring of the group. And you always look for your starters to give you more innings. And the fact that they're doing that at this time of the year, I think that bodes well, for the rest of the club, because it obviously gives us stability every night.
I know this is what you were hoping for, but it looks like Kevin Gausman was kind of an ace in the hole in the minor leagues. You said before the season started you'd like him to get more time down there and to bring him up, but he could be that kind of pennant-altering addition late in the year, or at least middle of the year.
Well, he has great talent, and he's learning to use all his pitches. He's learning to compete in the big league, and he's beat some of the best pitchers in the league here over the last couple of weeks. And we're looking forward to having him come back and make a contribution to our team.
Of course, the trade rumors are buzzing right now with David Price and a few others already. We're about 5 weeks away from the deadline. Are the phones starting to light up a little bit, or are teams kind of laying the weeds a little more?
Well, there's only a couple of teams that are sellers right now. Everybody else is in the pennant race. But I think you'll see a little bit more movement. I think people are trying to decide if they're in the race, and if they are in the race, they want to be adding. But there's only a couple of sellers.
How much has the additional wild card changed this five-week period here for clubs?
Well, it makes it a little harder to make trades because you have more and more teams chasing fewer and fewer players. So I still think the good way to be competitive is to have some players in your minor leagues that you can bring up. I don't know that we have a lot of them this year, but I'm hoping that a couple of those players can make a contribution to this year's club. I'm hopeful that Dylan Bundy, who started pitching, can be in a position to help us later on this year. And we're getting some good reviews out of Double A. Christian Walker's doing well, and Dariel Alvarez has distinguished himself in the first half. Those guys are among the team leaders and the league leaders in the Eastern League.
Dan Duquette, thank you so much as we hit the dog days here.
Well, it's warming up, and hopefully as it warms up, we'll hit more home runs like we did in June.